How's it going, people? Welcome back to the channel and welcome back to the Big Six. It's been a mad weekend of football, a lot of mad results in the Premier League. Where do we start? I don't even know. We're going to get into that in a sec. Make sure you guys hit the like button. Make sure you guys go subscribe to every channel in the description below. There's already 1,000 people here waiting. Love for the love as always, people. We've got some exciting news coming later in the show. But I will mention that, so big up you guys. And yeah, Steve, Saeed, Grizz, Tobes, Matisse, where do we start? Because a lot of interesting results.
Can we just say cheers for Soul Fuggery? You know what I mean? I thought he was going to come up with some mad
intro. I was expecting a mad video.
Yeah, man. Grizz, I'm kind of relieved, I feel one. Like.
Yeah, Grizz didn't have it.
He didn't have the time. And yeah, even though Grizz did get his first loss for Liverpool, obviously, it is the first loss as well. We can't be premature with our banter over here either. So that wouldn't really be fair.
Yeah, not fair for everyone else. Yeah,
exactly. So why is it one rule for Liverpool? And
it's not one rule. Listen to what you said.
It's one defeat
in 25.
It's like
we're in November. We've lost a game and you want videos made of me, bro.
Grizz is starving. They're starving.
Yeah, but to be fair though, Grizz, every time you've been beat before, you've never turned up. So, yeah. You know what I mean? I'm expecting a video this time, innit?
I expected you to be fair after saying to be fair, and then you went being fucking unfair.
I sat in the West Ham end as well. You know what I mean? You should have got that bit in the West Ham end. You chilling.
You don't need to tell everyone that.
Where were the videos last season as well when Liverpool were losing? Towards the end of the season, where was Skullfuggery?
We hadn't sorted that out last season, innit?
Last season, it wasn't a deal.
Remember that towards the end of last season, right?
Before the deal was in place this season.
The deal was in place last season, bro. So I'm calling favoritism here. Skullfuggery, he knows what he's like. When it's me and Saeed,
you man didn't have a shot on target. So if
when
he done
me, when it's me, when it's me and Saeed, the video clips.
You would have been in that video. You would have been in that video today, Saeed.
I should just stay in Milan more often, to be honest.
Grizz, you and
the Milan boy. How was that, by the way? Good.
It was amazing. It's the best game I've ever been to in my life. Sorry.
Yeah. Good amazing. Derby, man. Very good.
To be fair, though, talking about shots, yeah? Man United had more shots on their own goal than they did on ours.
We haven't started, Steve, man. You know what I mean? I love you, man.
I'm ready to go, mate.
Go for it. You have your say. You know what I mean? You're the one that's...
Let's just get this super chat. And JML says, stuck inside my room, isolating for 10 days due to COVID. Thanks for giving me something to look forward and bypass time. Come on, get well soon, my guy.
Get well soon.
Lee Snooker says, doing the Poznan at Old Trafford is something I'll take to my grave. An amazing day. Steve was literally just talking about that just before we came live. And Usmanir says, Conte's wig will be great by the end of the season and Skullfuggery will end Toby. Gonna have to bring in Fuad as a permanent replacement. Big up to all you, man. Gonna go from asking for 1K likes to 5K soon. Listen, love for the love, people. You make the show as much as every single one of us here, so you're a big part of it. Steve, I know you're itching, man. So it seems like that's the place to start. Even though Liverpool lost their first game, top of the league, Chelsea have dropped points. Let's go for it. Go on, Steve. Manchester Derby.
Listen, let's just start at the beginning, yeah? Apparently, there's a big group of these... Big Reds waiting to swee in the car park in front of me, yeah? So we gets to the car park, yeah? There's no one about, yeah? There's plenty of half and half scarves, plenty of pictures being took, plenty of friendly, like, everyone having a cuddle and that. There was definitely no one going swee anywhere near me in the car park, yeah? Then we get in the training session, innit? Because it was a training session. Manchester City versus 11 Red Cones, yeah? We gets in. It was like the Squid Games. You know, at the beginning, that mad doll turns around and says that mad shit and they all freeze. That's what it was like. And we just ran all the way around the ball and did what we want. And listen, from the minute of getting in Old Trafford to the minute of getting home, the whole day was banter, mate. Pure banter. The Manchester City fans ran amok. Outside the ground, in the ground, the players were doing what they want. Pep Guardiola was doing what they want. Roy Keane was doing what he wants, you know what I mean? The roof was leaking again. I've got the video. It was bouncing on my head. I had to stand and watch the game with my hood up. The whole place is a shithole, yeah? Shithole. We dominated it. It was an extreme display of football, yeah? People go on about Liverpool destroying them, and they did, yeah? They destroyed them, but we destroyed them in a different way. It was mentally destroying for them. The players couldn't get up. Their club legend, well, should we say Real Madrid's legend, yeah, because that's where they actually did the business, you know what I mean? He's still in John Stone's pocket, sat in a house in Barnsley somewhere. No one's seen him since. Bruno Fernandes, the big boy, yeah, nowhere to be seen, crying his eyes out, you know what I mean? The whole team is absolutely disgusting. The crowd, the famous Man United, the global team, the treble winners, the biggest team in the world. You know all that shit that you were saying to me, yeah? Well, let me tell you, the smallest team in the world, Manchester City, yeah? The ones you all can't stop talking about, came to town, wiped the floor with you. We were passing it around like we were playing the under-12s. Phil Foden, the Stockport Iniesta. Wan-Bissaka, the best defender, one-on-one, you can't get past him. He was twisted up like a pretzel. The guy's still having nightmares about Foden now. You know what I mean? And the only downside to the game from me is that Man City took it easy. I wouldn't have took it easy. I'd have buried them. But you know what? We was all laying from the 17th, 18th minute. All laying at Old Trafford. You know what I mean? Bernardo Silva. Yeah? Bernardo Silva. Have you seen this guy, the way he's playing at the minute? The guy is unbelievable. Yeah? There's a mentality at Manchester City right now that runs right through the club. From the fans to the cleaning lady to the coach driver to Pep Guardiola's laundryman to Ruben Diaz, that we're winners, yeah? We're winners. And it's bred into us now. That away end did not stop singing all game. And we was doing the Poznan and they were taking pictures of us. We were singing, you're fucking shit, you're fucking shit. They were recording us, yeah? What's it all about, Saeed? You've seen it. It's not me hating people. You've seen it. Your club is a disgrace. And Manchester City are the pride of Manchester. Manchester is blue. So all them City fans out there, rejoice. They can have the big club. They can have the trophies. They can have, we've got more fans than you. We've got more social media followers than you. But one thing you haven't got is soul and Mancunian pride. And we've got it in abundance. And it wiped the floor with all that bullshit. All you're short of is candy floss and then a ride outside the ground called the Swoo Ride, where all your fans can get on it, go over and go Swoo. That is all you need. That club is an embarrassment. And Manchester City, the People's Club in Manchester, never forget it. Never forget it.
I don't know if there's been a bigger roasting on this show.
He's cooked me.
He's knocked me down when I'm already down, man. That's for me. It's not. You know, the Turkish should have stepped in there, man. I'm disappointed.
Nah, I'm enjoying. I can't lie.
Turkish is enjoying that.
Yeah, man. That's, you know what I mean.
And how, yeah. That last bit about the ride outside with some candy floss. Yeah, come on.
If somebody made the Swee ride outside, like the big one, they were queuing up for that megastore. Like remember Blackpool opened the Pepsi Max big one, the queues around the block. That's what it was like. So if you all got on the little Swee ride and you went, and as you came down, they all went, Swee, and then he took a picture of you, you'd make millions out of it. Because that's all they're there for, to do that. You know what I mean? It is where it is. Yeah. It's Disneyland. It's not my club.
Man said it's Disneyland.
Mate, it is, man. That's the reality.
Saeed, I mean, you started laughing when the goal went in. I saw your clip.
Bro, it was just a comical, mate, comical goal. I mean, they had about 30 passes. And then Shaw decided to let Bernardo Silva roll at the end of him. And just, you know, David De Gea made about 10 saves beforehand. And he let it in. For me, honestly, I witnessed this a slow death, man. That's what it was. It was a slow death. I came in, and the funniest thing is, I came in a bit jokey. I was like, I met Steve outside the ground. I was like joking around, me, him, Joel Bale, just chatting around, you know what I mean? It wasn't stressful. And that was the thing, man. That's why I feel like the problem was, it didn't feel like a derby day. People were just strolling around. It was like, where's the passion? There was nothing there. And it fed into the ground because there were no singing. You know what I mean? We sang a little bit about City, but then it just kind of just went down and down. And that's what the team gave us, mate. This was meant to be Manchester Derby. There's only a couple of numbers that separate us. It's literally 3 miles away from each other, you know? And the players didn't get involved. And they obliterated us. For me, that's worse than the Liverpool game because it was just like, they toyed around with us. It's like, you know, it's like, it was just like, it was pain, man. And I'm just like, by the 70th minute, I was literally half of my row left. You know what I mean? And it was just like, Olays in a Manchester derby. And for me, it's humiliating the 5-0. Even the last 6-1, I was there. I was only in college and I was there. And even that one, we showed a bit of fight. It was only in the last, what, 10 minutes where David Silva started to get another gear and then Dzeko started to, you know, a couple of goals at the end. But this one, yeah, man, I think, listen, mate, it was probably the most humiliating derby I've had to see. And I didn't come home till about 9, 10 o'clock because I couldn't bear it, man. My whole house is sitting.
It was the lowest amount. You know what I mean? The lowest amount of touches Manchester United have ever had in their history in a final third, it said. And that was at home against us. This is what I'm saying. And do you know what's more significant to us? These guys used to torture us, mate. Torture us. We used to go to that derby, tails between our legs, thinking, please, God, no. 2, 3, 4, get away with that. We're all right. And to see my team turn up and do that, Pep Guardiola needs some credit as well. People like Rodri, last season, he won't be able to do that, but he's been coached into him now. He's a different player. Do you know what I mean? You've got Bernardo Silva expected to leave. He's thrown a spanner right in the works because I'm sure to God we were planning on life without him. And then he's turned out now. He's like a man possessed. You know what I mean? Look at the bench. Do you know what I mean? They didn't get on. We did not make a substitution. Nobody broke sweat. Guardiola was taking the piss big time. Yeah. We were singing Ollie Ollie Give Us a Wave and all that, man. It was just banter, like from the
and
first.
And guess
minute.
What we sang? We sang Fergie Fergie Give Us a Wave. You know what I mean? That's how you know we started singing Donny van der Beek's name. You know, we were talking about everything but the kind of the game. And for me, man, I just want the pain to end, man. I want a new lease of life. You know what I mean?
Do you know what happened
Sorry?
Turkish, yeah? Listen to this, yeah? What happened? The biggest cheer of the whole day from the United fans came when they announced that Fred was going off and Van der Beek, right? Van der Beek came on the pitch, yeah? And he'd done a Cruyff turn in the centre circle with no one near him and the whole fucking stadium erupted like they'd scored. And I thought, wow, these men are finished. They are now celebrating Donny van der Splinter doing a Cruyff turn at 2-0 down when they've not had the ball for 80 minutes. And I thought, that is how low their club. No wonder Roy Keane's having a meltdown. Roy Keane was the captain of that once great empire. And he's got to watch that shit. And when he comes out the ground, he's got pissed up lunatics mithering him as well. So the whole team. And then did you see the video of him abusing our players? How can you abuse a team that has just embarrassed you on the pitch? Why would you go round to the players' entrance and abuse the Man City players? Bernardo Silva came out of there and he was laughing his cock off. Did you see it? And they were getting all angry. I'm like, go on, mate. Get yourself a kebab and just never watch that game again because you've just been smacked up. You know what I mean? But I tell you, the whole place is a shambles, man.
How's Ole still at the wheel? I don't understand this.
Five well, I don't know about the wheel, man. Man. Crazy. It's crazy, man. It's
three managers have lost their jobs already this season. Three managers have lost their jobs this season because their board knew that they were not good enough for the job and they had a terrible run of form. I think Man United have only won like one of their last six Premier League matches, and shock horror, it was against a side who are worse than United and us that literally opened their legs and let Man United have their way with us. So really and truly, if they had played a serious side, that weren't just going to let them stroll about. It would be no winning.
It's five managers, by the way.
Five managers. Yeah. Like, sorry, but like it's mad. The threshold for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer to get sacked is so low. Like at this point, he's going to have to get you lot relegated before they sack him. Like that is brazy to me.
I don't know.
Please,
right?
Toby, don't say that.
I've grew up watching Man United win everything. Yeah, and even though you dislike them, you've got a manner of respect in you for him. The players like Scholes, Giggs, every form. Alex Ferguson, I hated the guy. He ruined my life. But you've got to respect him. When you get older, you look at people and you think, you know what? They're elite players and elite teams. And used to watch them on Champions League nights. We'd be playing Lincoln in the morning and they'd be playing like Juventus. And I used to think one day, you know what I mean? And for it to get from that level, from the top of the club to the bottom, used to be a fortress. You could never, it was unbelievable. They had that aura about them, you know what I mean? And you had to respect it. So to see from what I've grew up watching in Man United, to go and see that, I don't understand how anybody has let that happen. I don't understand how it's been let happen. I don't know how you can go from what they once was to what they are now and people think that's acceptable. And I came out the ground Then I said to Saeed, I don't understand how a man like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and I actually turned around and went, is in charge of something like that. How does that happen? That is like somebody running a market stall all of a sudden becoming the CEO of Amazon. It ain't happening, and I don't know how that happens, but it's fucking happened. And
well, it's a banker's in charge. It's a banker's in charge, you know.
Results. You can get beat, fluky 1-0s and that. But you can get beat, we get that. And a manager progressing can get beat, but you're getting footballing lessons. He did not have an answer for it. He put on his substitutions, didn't have an answer for it. Pep Guardiola was taking the piss, mate. Phil Foden couldn't do another 90 minutes at the end when he was talking. He wasn't even out of breath.
Yeah, no, he destroyed him. For me, I've been saying it for 2 years that he wasn't good enough for the job, but I think it was more hope for United fans. And what the problem was is a lot of fans had sentiment, and I think still fans do at this minute. A lot of fans, they always keep talking about the goal in 99, but that's when he was a manager. You've got to, for me, I've always separated sentiment and what he is as a manager. And people called me toxic for that and said, you know what, you can't speak about a legend about that. I said, nah, man, because he's a manager right now. If he was a footballer, then it would be different. You know what, we could say, you know, we could be a bit more lenient because they can have another good game and it could all be forgotten about. But as a manager, I was still seeing the same tactics, naive tactics, by the way, week in, week out. And he's playing Mason Greenwood in midfield. That, for me, I cannot accept a manager who plays a derby five at the back. I'm sorry. It's unacceptable. It should be sackable itself. Manchester derby, you play five at the back. What is going on? And that's the problem. And the Glazers are letting it happen because there's no plan and they're just letting him rot. You know what I mean? And for me, when you look at it, it's like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is lambs to the slaughter now. And I said that 2 years ago. It's lambs to the slaughter because at the end of the day, they don't know what they're doing. And it's a shield for them because they know the diehard Man United fans that come to the game week in, week out, they never will turn against Ole, no matter what. I don't know what it is. It's their own judgment. And you get me? That's what they do. But for me, I've never let sentiment cloud my judgment. Because at the end of the day, I have to see a manager for him, not because of what he did in 99. And the Glazers are running away with that story.
Saeed, what was it that you said in, like, this is two previews you put, two post-match reactions you've done in recent weeks, and you're like, people keep telling me about this going 99. I don't give a fuck about this going 99. How about that?
Well, you know what? It's getting to the point where I
exploded in laughter. You're like, how about that?
Not exactly, I know, but it's like, I didn't want to get to that level, man, but I'm getting to that level because at the end of the day, that's why I say to all you clubs, like, it's very, very bad if you go and get Arsenal, yeah. If you go and get Vieira as manager and he's doing badly, and then the club don't give, they give him enough time, sentiment gets involved, and then you know what I mean? Hey,
Chris, Chris, yeah?
I'm so sorry.
Nah, he's taking a piss one. Nah, he's taking a piss one.
Chris tried it, fam.
Yeah, Grizzly tried it there, but that's taking a piss up, man. You know, even though Liverpool lost it, it's still bad. I can't even, you know, I'm not even bothered. But yeah, I just want to wrap it up and say, you get me, like, it was embarrassing, man. And for me, how much more can this pain go on, man? That's all I can say for me.
Nah, that was a joke. So. Sure, this show's the best. Something can just come out of nowhere. My man just started opening a packet or something there.
Sorry, man. Normally my microphone shit. How the fuck did it pick up a chocolate wrapper, man, when I'm eating a protein bar?
It's a protein bar. Proper.
Did it?
Yeah.
And there was me last week asking you lot for a new microphone. And fuck it, I don't even need the new one, man. This one's calm.
We heard every little bit of that opening of that.
It's a protein bar, man. Yeah. It's a protein
that's
bar.
That's fucking microphones from NASA, mate. The way it picked up.
Yeah, no.
What are you saying, Chris? Not Liverpool, Man United, Man City. Any comments? Matisse, haven't heard from you, just smiling there.
I think they've covered it all, man. There's not a lot we can say more than what Saeed, like, normally Saeed has emotional rants and, like, we jump on him and, you know, take the piss and whatnot. Today, that was pure heartfelt, man. Like, what Saeed just said there, he didn't say it with emotion. He said it with his head and his heart. And everything he said there, I agree with. I took more piss out of Saeed last season, and I was wrong. I was wrong. I'll hold my hands up because Saeed knew his team obviously far more than, because I was saying, do you remember Saeed? I was saying, you can't criticize him when he's doing okay. Yeah. Like, you can see some sort of progress. So stop criticizing him now. But you was adamant that this is false.
We knew it was false as well, really, to be honest with you. Like all of us used to say, that's a false position you guys are in. Next season, you're going to get, you know, seen to and caught out. But it's true, man. Everything you said there, it's a laughing stock. Like how Steve described it. All right, take the banter aside. Take the banter aside and take all the jokes and everything aside. It was shocking. Like, I see where you lot are coming from. That is worse than the Liverpool performance. But we were just as... We stopped playing as well in the second half. We just thought, fuck this, man.
Gary Neville called that a week ago, Grizz. He said, today against Liverpool is a disgrace. He went, Manchester City will come here next week. He went, they won't beat us 5-0. He went, but it'll be worse because they'll absolutely play with us. Now, if people can see it a week before, Paul Scholes predicted Liverpool smashing them out of the field the week before. Yeah? And Gary Neville predicted that. Honestly, I looked at that Ollie the other day, and you know what? I just thought, you're well out of your depth, man. Someone rescuing him, he's like a puppet. And do you know what it is? And it stems
down. Can I say something? Sorry, go on, finish. Sorry.
He's just it's a money-making machine, Grizz. They don't care.
I get all that.
Coming in every week, it's massive.
I get that. And that's the biggest obvious thing ever, right? We can see that. But at what point does this man himself have any pride? Which point does this man think about the rest of his footballing future?
I honestly because think every... his own brain, Grizz. He thinks he can turn it around. Up, is he? I think he can. Tom, I think in his mind, he thinks he can turn it around.
He's never going to.
Alex Ferguson should be the one knocking on his door with a fucking kebab and a couple of Diet Cokes and saying, "Right, yeah, eat that kebab and get on the phone and play with a quick man. Sack it, man. Let's watch the 99 treble DVD. Me and you here. We'll have a cuddle." And just put it to bed. That's forget about that now. And then you can come back, do a few sportsman's dinners, sign a few autographs about the 99, and then it's all forgot about. That's what Ferguson needs to do. That's what he needs to do. Go and get a grip of your player there.
If he's not going to get sacked like it looks like he won't get, he has to realise that he's ruining his legacy. What Saeed talks about the, you know, the 99. He's ruining his reputation, which was...
Chris, he told us to forget about the Liverpool defeat. He told us we need to move on from the Liverpool defeat.
Yeah, well, you have moved on now. You've got the Man City defeat to worry about.
Well, exactly.
Oh, my God. The biggest worry is how the manager ain't been sacked. I can't lie to you. Back-to-back defeats against your rivals.
No goal scored as well. It's not the defeats. It's not the defeats. You can lose to Man United and Man City. It's the manner. It's the manner of 7 goals and not a goal shot on goal in either game.
Yes, man. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Matisse, what are you saying? Yeah. Smiling there for 22 minutes.
Frustrating, man. He's living life, man.
I'm not really. I mean, my team didn't do great. I'm just pissed off because once again, I've made a prediction and you man's team have put the brakes on when it really matters. I needed the 3-0. Do you know what I'm saying? No. And we've got Man City here passing it about, living life like as if I don't need an extra goal. What's that all about? Do you know what I'm saying? I predict 3-0. Yeah. You man stopped the show at 2-0.
They heard that Steve predicted 2-0 as well, so they went for that.
Yeah, I did as well.
I mean, 7 minutes into the game, you guys conceded. It's game over, isn't it? From there, you already know what it is from that moment with the own goal. So I don't know which one's more embarrassing. He's comparing it to the 6-1, the 5-0. I still think the more goals you conceded, the worse it gets. But they did just play you off the park. It was a bit of a walkover, so... It's a little bit sad from you guys' point of view that
Roy Keane said when you're a player in that type of game and you can't touch the ball, you've got to do something, rattle someone. They didn't even put a foot into anyone. They didn't rattle anyone. That Bruno Fernandes was getting knocked about off Gabriel Jesus and people like that. He started faking injuries and putting water in his face and rolling around on the floor. There's no bollocks there with him. The team's got no spine. They don't want to know. They don't want to back the manager. They don't want to know. It needs somebody to come in there, a change of everything, and freshen it up because that Man United team's got a soft underbelly, mate. And if you get into them, they're going to roll over.
Yeah, it's mad. It's mad. But we are going to move on now. Make sure you hit the like button. There's 3,800 people here already. And make sure you subscribe to every channel. Every channel below, make sure you subscribe to it, including Skullfuggeries. I'm sure he'll be back soon with a banger. And yeah, like I said, there's exciting news coming up. I will reveal that shortly. Grizz, I think we'd talk about Liverpool first and first Premier League loss. You was there. Mm. How was
it? Where were you sitting?
You sitting?
All right, so I got stitched up with a ticket. I was supposed to be in the away end. Mm. But you know when you buy When you buy tickets off social media, you know what I mean? Shit can happen, innit? And the guy let me down. And then, you know, when you made up your mind that, fuck it, I'm still going to go. I don't give a shit, even if I have to sit in the West Ham end. I was at that stage, like, I thought, you know what I mean? See the big dogs, you know what I mean? On my doorstep, I ain't going to miss the opportunity. I ain't going to miss the opportunity, you know? So I ended up sitting in the West Ham end, and I'm sure, or if you don't know, get to know. West Ham fans are, yeah, they're serious, yeah? If you guys think, oh, hey, people in the chat, if you think Steve's a nutter, you need to get to West Ham, mate. Yeah, West Ham. Yeah, they're mad.
I've experienced it firsthand.
They're mad. So there's me sitting there, and it was not pretty, I'm not going to lie. They score early with an absolute howler. I'm not going to sit here and say it was a foul. You guys know me. I say how it is. That wasn't a foul. I would be pissed off if that was against me. You know what I mean? So there's a goal that Alisson should have saved. Look, our keeper, you know what I mean? I'm not going to... He's got bare credit in the bank, man. I'm not going to start slating him after a shock horror, because he should have saved the second goal as well. Went straight through him. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, that was a rough start. And then Trent scores as a banger and I can't even celebrate, which was the worst part. I just sat there, bro. I just like grit my teeth. I thought, if I get up, I'm dead. Like, literally, I'm dead. They're all going to stamp on my head and shit. You know what I mean? So I just stayed calm. I thought, yeah, we're going to, you know what? And I even tweeted it. I said, second half, we're going to come out. We're going to tire these out, because they played on Thursday in the Europa League. And I thought, we're just going to pass, and we're going to get through. You know, Mo Salah's going to do a bit of thing. But it was the worst second half I can remember. It was one of the worst performances I can remember.
Yeah, we had a super chat earlier from Selection. He said, Grizz, are you concerned about Liverpool's defensive transition? They seem susceptible to any counter without Ginny. Henderson playing much higher than usual.
Yeah, so look, now I'm going to get into the serious tactical side of things. It is a lot of people are blaming the back four and saying, oh, you know what I mean, they're not playing the same. Trent, Robertson, yeah, they had stinkers. Like Trent, apart from the goal, was awful. And Robertson, that was a shadow of himself. Tsimikas should have played. Tsimikas has been playing out of his skin. Six starts, six clean sheets. You know, it's very similar to sort of, you know, like how Matisse, you know how Alonso and Chilwell are fighting for that left wing back place. And you think to yourself, whoever plays, you're calm with it. Like you might have your personal favorite, but you know, they're both doing a very good job at the moment. They're both in form. I was like that, but that was a howler, in my opinion, from Klopp. Tsimikas is the man in form. Whoever's in form should keep the shirt. But yeah, from a tactical point of view, our midfields, there's something wrong with the setup in midfield. We've gone more attacking. We've scored 15 goals in our last four games, only picked up 6 points. That's not good enough. We're scoring loads. We've become the entertainers. Fuck entertainers. I don't want to win no entertainers league. I don't want to win that fair play league. Like, you know, it was a timid display. We didn't bring, just, you know, like how Bernardo Silva went on that mate. Now, who was it that went on that mazy run to set up Foden, Steve?
Bernardo, for the equalizer.
And I was crying out for someone to fucking take his legs. Same thing against Brighton. Someone take his legs. And yesterday, Jared Bowen just turned into Mo Salah and ran half the pitch. No one brought him down. No one was even on a yellow card. I couldn't for the life of me. If James Milner was there, he would have snapped his leg, take a yellow for the team, and that's it. Stop the attack. We played like choir boys. I'm not even going to lie. We didn't lay a finger on them physically. Rice and Suchek bullied us. They were stronger than us, and that's not a Klopp team, man. Well, even when we don't play well, like football, you know, wise, we show relentless energy. We had nothing in our tank. I don't know. Maybe this 2 weeks will do us good. But certain people saw it coming, even against Brighton in the second half. We eased off. So I was fuming. I was fuming in that second half, because normally we go mad. And we go half-time, if we get away with it, we go stronger in the second half. But listen, I said it before the time. I think West Ham are the best of the rest. I genuinely believe that. Yeah. It's us three. And then out of the other teams. Steve, tell me otherwise. They are the best of the rest. Nah, the guys got them playing a certain way. You know exactly what lineup it's going to be. Every man knows his job. Even when Agbonna went off, Dawson came in, knew exactly the role he's playing. They executed every plan they had to a T, and we were sleeping. We were sleeping that second half. Concern, Yes. Worried? No, because, you know, we're just going to go on another run. I'm pretty confident we're going to go on another run now. And if we put another 25 game unbeaten run, we would be there or thereabouts. I'm not sitting here and saying we're going to win the league, because there's two other bad boy teams around us and two quality coaches, but we ain't like out of it. We ain't done. You know what I mean? It wasn't a bad day at the office. We played shit, and it's been building up. So we can't say it's been a bad day at the office. It's been slowly, slowly building up, but we have to take it on the chin and come again. Sorry, side. I know you're about to.
No. I'm not going to cock you, because any day I've got no room to be. You know what I mean? But I was just thinking about the favourites. Maybe Klopp Scott now, because I feel like Shimikas has been playing well since he's been there. And I think he should have been starting. I think Robertson is kind of like, his consistency maybe isn't up there. You know what I mean? Do you think favourites is kind of like hurting
yeah.
you?
Yeah. But look, every manager has that, innit? Like, every single one of our managers has their favourites. And
comes down to trust as well. Comes down to trust.
And Klopp, I was just going to say, and Klopp in the press conference, because the question started, all the journalists started asking him, is Tsimikas right in the picture now? And he goes, of course he's in the picture. He started 6 games for me this season. Yeah. But it doesn't mean Robertson's, in my opinion, not the best left back in the world. And once he said that, I knew he was going to start. So he likes to not let his players, I don't know. It is his weakness, but it's also his strength. Like, you need to have that strength. Those players run through brick walls for him. So you can't say it's a major weakness, but it's a weakness of Klopp that he is loyal to certain players. You know what I mean? There is players that, you know, you think to yourself, how is he starting? You know, when, but yeah, it is what it is. Tsimikas, the majority of Liverpool fans, hindsight, say Tsimikas should have started. I pretty much agree. But he just thought, you know what I mean? Bowen on that side, bit of experience, Robertson can do the job. Robertson, the problem is Robertson was good, fine. Defensive, like in terms of one-on-one, Robert, it's his output. He was like our winger. He had the most space, and his delivery was fucking rank, man. He couldn't get a cross in. He couldn't find a player. And it's the opposite of what Tsimikas has been doing. Tsimikas has got more variety to his play. I don't know if you guys have seen Tsimikas much, but the brothers, he's got tekkers, man, for a left back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And Robertson's very, without disrespecting him, he's an old school fullback, predictable. He's an old school fullback, but he plays that old school role brilliantly. But he ain't got variety to his game, attacking wise. Sorry, yeah, he's the more rounded fullback, but Tsimikas has got skills, man. And sometimes maybe Klopp should have seen it when we can't break them down because they were fucking solid. We should have done something different, but we didn't. And he's not the only one. Don't get me wrong, Fabinho had a stinker. Yeah, You never see Fabinho that poor. He couldn't lay a glove on them. But again, that's a tactical thing. Henderson is being asked to play right wing almost. And Oxlade-Chamberlain has never been a deep central midfielder. He's always been an attacker. Left Fabinho on his own. Too much space to cover. He got it wrong. Klopp didn't do nothing about it. And Moyes done him. It's fair to say. I'll hold my hands up and say Moyes done him.
We had a super chat from Yannis saying Alisson is good, but never the best in the world. And Sam here is asking, are you confident to get a win against Arsenal? Obviously, we come up to you guys next at Anfield after international break.
You don't want to play Arsenal, do you?
But the thing is, again, that was our first defeat in their new stadium. We've got like one draw and 4 wins or something at that ground. So records are there to be broken, innit? Like, that's one of those things that I knew it was going to be a tough game. But they made it really tough in the second half, like ultra tough. And we, again, despite saying all this about my team and how shit we were, like only Salah was on it again. Like literally one man show. And he was like fucking taking 3 mans and 1 goal. Everyone else dropped to 5 or 4 out of 10. But we still had 2 glaring opportunities, even at the last minute with Sadio Mane's header to get away with a draw. Like you can't miss that. Like, no. So saying all that, how shit we were, we still could have got away with a draw. So it's not suddenly gone. Arsenal, we've got an impeccable record again at Anfield. We usually go mad against you lot. I think you are going to feel the brunt. I do generally feel, yeah, you are. We're going to be very angry next home game. But you lot in full, man. We'll touch upon that obviously later. But yeah, I'm still confident. I'm not going to suddenly shit my pants. You know what I mean? I'm still confident, but it's a lot of work needed. There's something not right in that midfield setup. You know what I mean? It's too long to go into because we want to talk about other clubs as well. But you know what I mean? There is something that he's setting up. He's trying to evolve the way we play in midfield, and it's a few teething problems. Let's just say that.
Come on, a selection backing up the comment he made earlier. Ox should have been doing what Hendo was doing, going up the pitch more. Instead, it's Henderson, and he feels like Klopp is telling Ox to do that.
That's absolutely bang on, brother. That super chat, you know what I mean? Usually, I get waste man super chatting me, but that super chat is absolutely spot on, bro. Respect.
And Amadou says, Turkish, I'd like to hear your thoughts on the Josh Kroenke interview when it's time to talk about Arsenal. To be honest, I want to delve into that a lot more. So I'm going to do a video tomorrow one-on-one with you guys, with the Arsenal fans, about that Josh Kroenke interview. So I will touch on it today, but I think it's better to touch on the fact we're actually on form. We're up there. It seems to be going well, but obviously we'll get into that shortly. Anyone else want to talk about Liverpool and the loss?
West Ham. Brilliant, man.
Say quick about West Ham, yeah. Only a few months ago, they were jumping on the pitch and trying to get at gold and all that, and then the whole place just looked bad.
Steve, just very quickly before I let you go on. Two years ago, I was at the same stadium, right? Yeah. Same Madness. Place. And they were booing every single player when they were getting announced. 2 years on, it was bouncing.
How it's just turned around there. Them West Ham fans must have thought they were finished. And then now they've got something to cling on to. Moyes is not the greatest manager in the world. He's not. But what he's doing is he's got them ticking and he's keeping the momentum going. Will it fizzle out? Maybe. Are they a lot better than where they was? 100%. They just beat a very good Liverpool side. They beat Man City in the cup. Listen, they're on a little bit of a mini roll. And I like West Ham as a club, so, you know, good luck to him. But sorry, Toby, mate. Go on.
No, it's not. I don't like West Ham, but it's annoying how good they are at the moment. Like, they're performing a lot better than we are, for one. And ever since last season, I've said it on Matisse's channel, like, I keep thinking the bubble's going to burst. No pun intended. I keep thinking the bubble's going to burst. It's going to burst, and it hasn't burst yet. Like Steve said, it remains to be seen what Europe will do to their squad if they pick up a couple injuries. But in addition to Moise just getting them to evolve from a team who are hard to beat to now being a team who are hard to beat but can also play with the ball as well, I think you've got to give credit to some of their players as well. Kurt Zuma, quality signing for them. He's gone in there and he's been a rock at
brilliant signing.
How much did he cost? Zuma? How much did Zuma cost?
28 million,
I think. Goodbye, man.
For them, for what they're trying to achieve, he was for the price as well. Like that's a really good signing. And then you got the ever present as well, Declan Rice. He's been performing out of his skin this season as well. Like it's laughable now thinking what I thought last season about whether we had midfielders who could touch this guy, but like he's so consistent and like. I think he's getting a lot of plaudits for what he's doing in possession. But for me, the strongest thing I like about Declan Rice is what he does when he's not in possession. Like defensively, he is a monster, bro. Monster.
So especially that when you see that transition when Salah was going. That transition, Salah was going away and Declan Rice straight away.
I'm genuinely trying to work out, apart from a non-Liverpool player, because our midfielders have put in performances energy-wise, like Ginny used to fucking do that shit. But I genuinely haven't seen, I can't remember, an opposition fan, a midfielder with that much energy and fitness and stamina levels from minute one to minute 95 or wherever it was. He was crazy. He covered every blade of grass, man. Big up himself. Yeah. Definitely.
And Bowen as well. Like I remember I got pelters from a couple Spurs fans when I said that Jaron Bowen absolutely he's a better player than Adama when we were linked for 50 million. Like Jared Bowen he's a good player. Can use both feet. He can create goals for.
You know, we want him in it, Tobes. So, you can see how Liverpool be interested in him. You can see that fitting in our system.
Yeah, and like Steve said, credit to Moyes as well. Like the job he's doing there, like it's not just like they're a versatile team. Like they can play a variety of ways. He tried it with a three at the back last year; it was working. Then he switched to a back four. Last season, it was more about making West Ham shape hard to dislodge. This season, they've conceded a bit more goals because he's trying to play a bit more. But like they're actually playing, and then him integrating players last season like Benrahma into the team now. For now's going from strength to strength over the past year as well. Like he's doing a good job there, and it makes me sick. I'm really, really hoping and praying that this bubble bursts soon. Because if it doesn't, it's peak.
Chelsea family in the chat saying,
yeah.
Sorry.
Well, obviously, this season, Kante's been mainly injured,
yeah.
Isn't it?
So yeah, but really I have seen Kante put in that type of performance. Yeah.
Does anyone think that Moyes could have done a better job at Man United? Because I think he took all the swords in the back. Listen to what I'm saying, yeah? He followed Alex Ferguson, yeah? That's the hardest job anyone's ever done. He took all the swords in the back. He didn't get as much time and as much credit as the other guys did.
It was the wrong timing, Steve.
So what I'm saying, if Van Gaal came in after Ferguson,
stink
the joint out, and then maybe Moyes came in after that with a little bit more time, could he have got them going?
Nah, because listen, I remember a game against Fulham, 44 crosses in the box, man. Moyes, sometimes we don't have to, you know, go back and say, would it work? Sometimes just credit the manager. This is his level.
This is his level, isn't it?
It's no shine around West Ham.
This is his
they're
level.
A good team, man. West Ham are a good team.
Yeah, but you was calling, you were saying Graham Potter was a good manager the other week. David Moyes has done better than Graham Potter.
I'm not disputing that though. You know what I mean? Like I said,
his level then? How is this Moyes' level? But totally because Graham Potter the other week. But you won't have Moyes.
Nah, because we've seen and done it, man. I don't know, man. This is his level.
People get gassed about these managers doing all right, these small clubs. He's doing all right.
Well, I look, you know, when I look at it though, with Graham Potter though, could he adapt better in a bigger club? Probably better than David Moyes. That's all I would say.
Not saying West Ham's a small club, by the way. I mean Brighton, they are small.
I think the Graham Potter point though, I think when you look at the type of football that wins in this day and age in 2021, the type of football that the winning football
exactly
is the type of football that Graham Potter plays at Brighton, which is probably why Saeed thinks he's more suited to United than David Moyes.
No disrespect to David Moyes, but he couldn't do what he did against Liverpool. But it works for Liverpool. But he couldn't part the bus, you know what I mean, like they did against Liverpool, and then break when they had to break. That's not the United way. But then again,
what did we say about this United way bullshit? What did we speak
exactly
about?
What is the United way, yeah?
There's no such thing.
I retracted it there, by the way. Chelbertis, I retracted it when I need to.
You win.
I don't know what the United way is.
But shall I say one thing, though? You know, since that season where they got booed off, as I said, like the West Ham fans were on his case, I was speaking to a West Ham fan, right, on my channel on the preview show, and he pointed out that the season they had without fans gave him a chance to embed himself and put his imprint on the club and the team. He goes, the fans would not have allowed another season like that. So, you know, we talk about this system he's put in place. It's fucking horrible. That's what I mean. I think that's what Saeed means. Like, he wouldn't be allowed the patience.
Look, this super chat is perfect. This super chat is the perfect way to sum it up.
Yeah, no, yeah. I agree. I think at Everton, he did very similar. Like, he had Tim Cahill, Arteta.
Very good at Everton.
He was consistent at Everton, fifth, sixth positions every single season. I think they broke into the top one time, had like a qualifying round in the Champions League, and then he's doing similar with West Ham. Like, I think this kind of position in the league is kind of for him. Do you know what I mean? If you take him, because when you go to a Manchester United, it's not just about brand of football, the United way, which you just alluded to. It's handling big names now. Is David Moyes going to be able to handle Cristiano Ronaldo? Is David Moyes going to be able to handle Paul Pogba? Is he going to be able to handle Harry Maguire? All these guys. That is down to question. And that's where the experience, does David Moyes have the experience to handle these guys? Probably not. That's the issue as well. You've got to be able to get these players playing the style of football that you want to play. And are they going to take heed? Are they going to listen? So I think he's doing a great job. But, you know, sometimes it's the same with players. You know, some players just, they belong at that, you know, big fish in a small pond. You know, they don't have to make that jump up. They're not capable of making that jump up. And I think the same applies for David Moyes. So he's doing a great job right now, and it's silly to move out from there.
Absolutely.
Also, just quickly, Declan Rice, right? I was having this debate with Corey as well, but Declan Rice as a sitter or as a box-to-box midfielder, because he's played two completely different roles from this season to last season. Suchek was the box-to-box, getting the goals, scoring the headers. Now they've swapped it around. Declan's getting forward, getting some goals in the Europa League, scored against Aston Villa, long shot the other week, very much imposing himself in the final third as well, and then still getting back, which Declan Rice does everyone prefer? Because obviously there's about 2-3 clubs in this show that he's linked with.
I made a big like call, you know. Yeah, I made a big call. It was a hot take, and some may think I went a bit OTT, but it's allowed. You know, because we're fans, we're reactionary sometimes. But he reminds me a lot of the young Roy Keane at Forest in terms of box to box. Huh?
Before my time.
Oh, is it? Okay, let me educate you a little.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
So Roy Keane, what, Steve, you, yeah? You relate, Steve? Yeah. He could do everything.
Turkish you as well.
He had the energy.
Do you relate? As well.
what?
No, they're saying, but the early Roy Keane.
Roy Keane was a monster in his day. He started off, he had a complete Matisse. He was like a completely different player where he ended up at Old Trafford.
Oh, really? Okay.
Man. His brother was boxed. Like, you know, old school 4-4-2.
Old school box to box.
Yeah, box to box. Like those two. And he was fucking brilliant at it. This guy, he reminds me so much of him. Obviously, if he gets to his level, then we're talking greatness. Yeah. But, you know,
I'd have him at United. I'd have him at United.
I think we'd have him. We'd all
Roy Keane, Roy Keane had to make that move to improve.
Yeah.
And when Fergie got hold of him, he polished the diamond and he made him. And I think that's the same with Rice. No disrespect to West Ham. I think that if someone like Klopp or Guardiola or even Tuchel, someone like that gets him and he learns that system, I think he'll be the best in the world. I just think with West Ham, he'll always be the shining light amongst, you know, some average players. But I think if he gets in a midfield where it's absolute quality and he's a lot of importance is on how he fits in and he's got to listen to the tactics and he can't go missing or he can't do stupid passes, he's got to do exactly. Look at Rodri, for example. We called him last season. I did. I didn't know whether he was the answer. The coaching he must have got under Guardiola, he's listened to it and he's improved. And I love to see players improve under managers. It's a credit to the managers because these managers get shit. Oh, anyone can do it with money. Anyone can do this. Anyone can do that. No. What you're seeing on the football pitch, these managers bring that to the club. They demand a certain level and, you know, it's all down to them. And I think Declan Rice, you know, West Ham are doing the best to keep him. They're playing some good stuff. Yeah. But I think in the summer, people are going to go for him.
Turkish, you got a super chat there from Adrian Shake. Put that one up.
Yeah, there we are.
Because this is exactly what Steve said, and I'm saying as well now. Rice is such a baller, just needs to improve in possession and under pressure when taking the ball from back four. He is. He does sometimes seem slightly, what's the word?
Hesitant.
Yeah. But that's because of the players around him and the options, you know?
Same as Rodri. As soon as Rodri got the ball, he'd give it back to Ederson straight away.
With better players around him. Yeah, man. He's a gem in the making, man. He's an absolute gem. Whoever gets him, I'd hate it if he went Chelsea. I'd hate it if he went United. That's what I said.
United need him. United's perfect for United.
Oh, mate, fucking break the bank for Sancho and Ronaldo, you idiots.
No. I wanted a DM instead of Ronaldo when it was talked about.
Rice would have been that player.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it would have been a big buy. Bashar here says Chelsea and West Ham transformation is the confirmation of how bad Arsenal and Man U managers are. Tobes, just wait and see what Conte will do. David Moyes will do better with this United squad than Ole is doing at the moment. Declan Rice and Suchek are underrated in the Premier League.
Anyone would do better than Ole, isn't it? You know, my grandma would do better. So
trust me, man.
It's not really Chris, it's more coaching badges, man. Ole being Ole, isn't it? Do you know what I'm saying?
Grandma at the wheel.
You're gonna honk that horn, Steve.
Grandma.
Listen, people. Go on, Matisse.
Just lastly on West Ham. I know this is obviously they're not a club on here, but I think it's kind of harsh, but I think their top four credentials are actually going to be decided by things that are not in their control. And it's how soon Man United sack Oli, and it's how quickly Conte gets Tottenham ticking. That's probably how
Tottenham
it's going
to be. The Tottenham way, you never know.
Why? Mm-hmm. Because...
Well, they clearly told me, man, you can't be irrelevant anymore. You now got Conte, so you're going to be irrelevant, Toby.
He's an elite manager, but he's not Jesus.
Ah, this is what I mean, man.
It's only one Jesus in the country, man. Gabriel.
You can't. The expectations have to be up now, Toby, man. You're up
he's
there.
Trying
now.
Bait you. He's trying to bait you. He's trying to bait you.
I know he is.
We're talking about top four. I said it on your show. Yeah, with Conte in the mix now. I think
we moved on from Liverpool. Like, we're going into
let's
get into Spurs.
Spurs are last, bro. What?
Yeah. I like Turkish, you know.
The only reason why I reacted to that is top four, because I don't believe West Ham are going to finish in top four. As well as they're playing now, I don't see them as a genuine contender to finish in the top four.
You can't say you can't see them as a genuine contender.
I don't see them as a contender, bro.
That's like, madness. Are you really meaning that, or are you just hating West Ham?
I'm not hating, bro. I'm not hating.
But then you got to see them as a member of West Ham. No, I'm not having you letting you say that.
Bro,
so I know it's your opinion,
Come game 38, do you honestly believe West Ham will finish
in the top four? No, Tobes. They might not get there. You can't say they're not contenders.
Listen, they'll be in the mix, but
they're just beating Man United, Man City, Liverpool.
No, not United.
And they're third.
They didn't beat United
in the cup, man. Like recently, us in a row.
They beat us. Listen, Grizz. All I'm saying is, West Ham did their thing last year. Do you get what I'm saying?
And they fell short right at the end.
No, but Grizz, come on. You say they fell short right at the end. Nobody expected West Ham to finish in the top four. They were in the race, but they weren't really in the race, bro.
Yes, so everyone knew, the new Leicester.
No, I'm not saying that. Everyone knew that fourth spot was essentially between Leicester and Chelsea. Let's be real. Yeah.
I hear you.
Let's be real.
Yeah, I hear you. But they've, in my opinion, with the signings of Zuma, obviously the striker they brought in is injured. And who else have they brought in, man? I think they've improved another year under Moyes. I think they.
I get where Toby's coming from.
Listen, me saying that I don't think West Ham are. Why are we. Like, people are saying it's me waffling. It's not, why is it nonsense? Because every single person who's saying all this now. If at the
contenders.
Start of the
season, no, I'm only arguing with your contenders.
But Grizz, there's a difference between being around the top four and being a contender. Yeah? There's a difference, bro. Leicester and Chelsea were contending for that fourth spot right until the last day of the season.
Can we have a mini vote?
But my point is West Ham, that wasn't a thing. Liverpool, Chelsea, Leicester. Everyone knew they were the big ones competing for the third.
Don't say us. We were dead. Remember, we were dead.
No, I'm saying towards the last 7-8 games of the season. Was it not Leicester, Chelsea, Liverpool contending for the third and fourth spot?
Favourites, yeah.
West Ham will be in the mix. I think they have every chance of getting European qualification.
Where
again.
Did they finish last year, West Ham?
They finished sixth. So
you're not asking for too much of a jump to be contenders for fourth. That's what I'm saying.
Listen, Grizz, but what I'm saying is this. They have European commitments this season. Their squad is the shortest. Their squad is the thinnest of any top six side. Any injury they have is major. Like, why is it?
They have European League football to deal with.
What I'm saying, like, just being thrown aside as if it's me hating. It's not hating, bro.
No. I get it. Especially if they don't buy any transfers in January, then I think they might fall short because we've got better players to choose from as well. You know, as bad as United are.
They might fall short, I agree. I'm not
but they're contenders,
that.
I would agree.
Are they contenders for top four?
Yeah, they're contenders for me because...
Steve, are they contenders for top four in your opinion?
Yeah, why not?
Matisse, Turkish?
If there's going to be someone to break in, I agree that right now West Ham are the best of the rest.
That's what I'm saying.
The best of the rest can change. But again, it depends on Liverpool, City, Chelsea, I think are gone. Man United are the one where it might be them that, you know, release.
Are we seriously saying Man United are even remotely close to West Ham right now?
Man United will
finish 6 points behind.
Man United, book this.
This is why I said it depends on when they sack
Man United will finish above
West Ham. They're not sacking him, Matisse. Manchester
they have United, to stack him, fam.
Manchester United, Grizz, will finish above West Ham this season. I'm telling you that for a fact. They will finish above West Ham this
Let
season.
Me sip on my tea and think about putting a bet on
you. You think CR7...
You're telling
CR7
them that for free, yeah?
Impossible, bro.
You're telling them that for free?
West Ham are doing well now. They're riding the wave. And they're going to be in the round. But come on, bro. Let's be real here. Let's be real.
I'm being very real in my opinion.
We are all the factors. And then you see that West Ham finishing top four. Yeah.
It's also 6 points behind the top.
Very, very outside chance, bro.
But are we gonna throw Arsenal into the mix?
I said Arsenal, didn't I?
Hey, Turkish smiling. Come on,
no, Turkish.
We're getting our stripes now, yeah.
Dare to dream.
Arsenal, then people are gonna say Arsenal contenders for top four.
But why should
how many top four contenders we got now?
We've got loads, Toby, man. Share it around, bro.
Ridiculous.
Share it around,
bro. It's coming up to Christmas, bro. Share it around, bro.
But then as soon as you say to Tottenham, Toby, are you in the top four? No, we're not in the top four. No.
We're not in the top four.
Wait, hold on. So if you're not in it, who's in it then? If you're not in it, and Arsenal aren't in it, and West Ham aren't in it, says.
Can I ask you a question? Do Leicester look stable to you? Do Leicester look better than last season?
No, they're dodgy.
Or lesser than last season?
Lesser?
Yeah. Be honest, don't like.
No, I said lesser. They look.
No, they look weaker than last season, right?
They look
not as stable, not as consistent. So they finished above West Ham. All my logic is saying is West Ham look stronger. They look weaker. Those positions could easily change, right? And then you got Man United with Ole tax. Game on, Ole brother. Tux, game man. On.
Ole tax, I'm telling you. What a surprise if we lost points at Watford.
I don't have an issue with you thinking that, but I think the same way you can think that is also the same way I can have my opinion. I just don't get why your opinion, I'm not attacking you here because you've heard my points. I don't get why my opinion is being rubbish to salty, but yours is not salty. I don't get that.
You've got to give reference.
I have given context.
You're talking about rational, logical.
I have. I literally gave rational. I gave Europe. I gave their squad depth.
I took all that into consideration. And I threw back at you, Leicester have got the same situation.
Yeah.
So wait. Hold on. So who is there anybody in the top four race for you, Toby?
Who's in the top four race?
It's a foregone conclusion. Because that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing it's done.
I genuinely believe it is a foregone conclusion. I said that.
You genuinely think Man United have got that fourth
place? I think Man United will finish in the top four, yes.
Nah, man. Not with Ole, man.
I do think they'll finish in the top four. We've been in this
situation. We've done it enough. Mainland have gone from title contenders.
Anyone who says, man, this guy, man, you know what I mean?
No, big man thing. Anyone who says I'm being salty, yeah? I literally said this before, boys.
No, forget the salty chat, man. Stop reading the chat.
No, forget the salty.
Don't worry about it.
Bro, for me.
Yeah, don't worry about that, man.
For me, listen. Don't worry too much. How many times have we seen, like, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, I don't even know whether he's going to leave or stay or whatever, but how many times have we seen Man United down in the dumps and out? How many times have you
but
seen
this,
that?
This
happen?
Is different, man. This for me feels different, man.
It's different
because
this time,
you know why? Right? You know why? Because it's the fact that it's the manner now. We're losing games and we're not playing well. And West Ham are looking the real deal so far.
Right.
And yeah, again, it's Ole tax, isn't it?
We'll revisit this conversation in 10 games.
January.
Yeah, well, we're going to revisit it every week, innit? We're here every week before and after the game week. Make sure you don't forget.
Unless you miss all the big six shows there, Toby.
In between. Little Wing says, unfortunately, I agree with Tobes. West Ham will fall off. What happened to Leicester and all that Villa talk? It will be the two usual suspects by Feb. Sam says, we were waiting for Leicester's bubble to burst that year, and it never did. Careful making assumptions is all I'm saying. And Free Martinelli says, big up Turkish and the panel. Why are some fellow Arsenal fans saying Liverpool game is a free hit? Standards in the mud. We have to hit them at Anfield. Now, before the West Ham game, I would have understood some Arsenal fans not dismissing that game, but saying, you know, you can only hope for the best in that game. But after the West Ham game, and considering the form we've shown, maybe not performance against Watford, but the form, I ain't saying nothing before.
No, Scott say something.
Man. Say
something. Nah, say something,
bro. Come on, man. Turkish man.
I don't believe. I still don't believe. Listen, this is Anfield and this is Liverpool away. And like Grizz said, I've travelled up to Anfield far. I've driven up to Anfield far too many times to now come out and think, eight games is going to change what I really think could happen there. I'm open to being happily surprised against Liverpool, but obviously the form that we've taken into it, you know, let's be steady and let's...
Are you going to the game?
You know what? I can't lie to you. I'm starting to feel it again. I know I'm going to go United. I'm going United the way I'm going Leeds away. Should
let
I?
Me know, innit? Let me know. You know, if you want to sit in
hospitality. I might. I'll let you know.
If you want to sit with the big dogs in hospitality in that, come on.
Big dogs.
Big dogs in hospitality in that.
I might be safer in there than in Wakefield, so I might come join you, Chris.
Yunus here says, Arteta and the players have got me back on side, but I'm not getting carried away. We will have hard times ahead and finishing top six would be the best we could achieve. A few signings to challenge at the top. Yunus, I pretty much agree with everything you said there. You know, I'm enjoying the moment. I haven't kind of felt this way about the side in a long time. It's a fresh side. I mentioned it earlier in the season. It's a fresh 11. None of the 11 I'm seeing has made mistakes in the past 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. It's not a team ridden with players that are poor. The summer transfer window I was critical of, and they're proving me wrong. And that's exactly what I want. You know, what I think is not what I want to happen. What I think is based off of how the club has moved in the past and some of their lack of football knowledge. But Ben White, growing by the game. Ramsdale, he's already shown what he's about already, Ramsdale. And I like his character.
Tavares is good.
Listen, I've just heard his name is pronounced Tavares. I didn't even know that, but his name... Tavares or Tavares, he looks good as well. Now people are wondering whether Tierney will come back in. Then you have Tomiyasu. I rate Tomiyasu highly. Odegaard's the one that hasn't really found his feet yet, but I know Odegaard's quality, so hopefully he does. The Watford game, listen, we should have won that 3-4. I don't think the performance was great. I think it's down to Obbo. We didn't win that by 3-4. But the 3 point is what matters. What we're doing now is we're beating the teams that we should be beating. And Arsenal have failed to do that over the years. And at least now, even when there's a Palace game or a Brighton game where it gets a bit sticky, we're hanging in there and we're managing to get a point out of it too. This Liverpool game is a mad one because obviously the last big game we had was Leicester 2-0. Before that, Tottenham 3-1. By big game, I mean big team. Liverpool's the level of Man City and Chelsea, which is the first two or three losses we had at the beginning of the season. So it's a good test. 8 games later, that Liverpool game's a good test. We're going to get into that further anyway, obviously, next week when we're back. But, yeah, what are you man saying there? Does someone said Arteta deserves an apology, and I'm assuming he's talking
to... Too soon.
No, no apology. It's the time thing. We said it at the time. If you're sick of going over it. If you're employing an experienced manager, the one thing you've got to give him is time. If you employ an experienced manager, the one thing you don't give him is time because he should know what to do because he's experienced. That's the difference. He's got his own men in now. He's had the money to spend. They've backed him with it. And you're starting to see little things happen. And that's what we said. If you can see things happening, bear with it, see it through. If it looks absolutely clueless, like what they're watching over at the Swamp, then it's time to go. But there's a lot of positive.
Leave me alone, man.
There's a lot. I don't think Arteta deserves an apology, but me and Steve do.
Yeah, definitely. But there's a lot of
nah, not yet.
There's a lot of positives.
You're gonna apologize.
I see a lot of positives from it. So for me, you just got to keep going. Listen, this is how mad football can change. You know what I mean? 10 games ago, you know, months ago, it's all up and down for Arsenal. It's one of the things. Toby hates Arteta. And if Arteta turns out to be the one, that's Toby's finished because he was giving him pure shit. Now you've got Antonio Conte, so the pressure is now on you. It's like them over the road. They signed Ronaldo, the pressure went up a notch. You've got Conte now, you've got your man. The pressure's going up a notch, but I'm looking at your team. And
what if Tottenham finished below Arsenal?
They will do.
So you're positive. I just want to know how many times we said Toby's 100%. Finished. Toby don't get finished. Toby rises.
You're positive that Arteta will finish above Antonio Conte this year.
100%.
Okay.
Cool. Wow. What are we doing now?
Are you positive you're going to finish above us?
I think we have every chance to finish above you.
Are you positive about finishing above us?
Yeah.
I
already bet Steve five bills that we won't finish outside the top seven this season.
Top what?
So
What was it?
No, you said top seven. You said fifth to seven, didn't it?
Top spot.
Yeah. Fifth to seventh. He's got. I've got the rest.
Oh. I said I've got the rest.
Wait, fifth to seventh is looking. No, but Conte, fucking. Oh, Steve, you must have fucking been gutted when they got Conte.
Let's not talk about. Hey, Arsenal's
light change moment.
It's been a while where we can talk about Arsenal in a positive way. Yeah, my next start hearing about Conte and no shots on target and all that.
He's got it under his finger there, caution anyway.
Your performances have improved.
The money's in the bank, innit? Really. And, you know he's going to have to pay me that dough.
We'll see, innit? And,
you know what I'm going to do with the dough? You know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to go to Don Robbie's studio and I'm going to say to Don Robbie, there's 500 quid there. Get all the beers. Get all the lads a few beers out of that because I don't drink. So I'm going to let them drink your money.
We'll see.
Chips, everything, we'll see. All on you.
We'll see. If my expectations for Conte this season means that I'm going to win that cash. So let's see. I think on Arsenal, the performances have improved. And I'll give credit where it's due to Arteta, but I'm still not convinced.
I hear that. Because I'm not convinced yet. I'm not saying I'm convinced, but I have to say, someone mentioned earlier, I think, was it just the super chat before, Eric? Was it Arsenal's form is a false positive? They have played teams that are struggling. Liverpool smashed them 5-0. Now, don't get me wrong. Liverpool can smash us. But I think they have played teams that are struggling is a bit of a lie. Brighton.
Yeah, I'm not letting Brighton you say that about my second club. Yeah. They're right.
Yeah,
and they whooped you over 90 minutes.
Wow. Did you just say that, Chris?
At the end of the day, what I'm saying is we came out there with something rather than nothing. Like usually.
Wow, that's bad, Chris, man.
Yeah, because they were missing like four of their starters, bro.
Yeah. What do you mean four of their starters? They're missing Welbeck and Bissouma, fam.
Yeah, Benjamin Lamptey.
Oh, come on, man. They've been missing him for a long time.
Tariq Lamptey.
They didn't have him a whole season last season. Like, he's obviously just coming back into the... Mm. Listen, all I'm saying is, you know me, I'm a critic of what Arsenal have been like the past few years because it's pained me. But now I can see something because none of the players in that starting 11 have fucked us over the years. They're actually fresh and there's some of them we can get behind. And Free Martinelli says, don't get me wrong, I don't expect to win. But this is not a free hit. We're Arsenal Football Club. No game is a free hit. We have to believe we can do it. There was another one here as well. Man, so I was thinking, Ben. I thought you meant two separate players.
I don't know why I was getting confused with Ben White there. Ben White, Benjamin
is his real name. I said
Tariq Lamptey after. Sorry, apologies.
John says, long time Turkish, big up the big six. Anfield's a peak ground. Still just wish we had a little Russian with an initials AA. But big up you, man. Come on, man.
He was cold.
Arshavin.
His first season anyway. He's quality.
Cold.
Them four goals were and all of them were ridiculous strikes.
Yeah, they were. Unbelievable.
It was crazy. It was like we smashed them that game.
Right foot, left foot. You know,
I can't remember what happened. I just remember Arshavin just sticking it in the back of the net.
Every goal was fucking peak. Like every strike was Chris, and we battered them. Get that game like from start to finish, and it ended up 4-4 in it.
Torres and Ben Ayoun with two goals each.
That's what I'm saying. Them times we couldn't even see that over the line and give Arshavin a nice W with the four goals. But
what's the Partey? Is Thomas Partey out for long? Is it just a minor? What's the news come out about Partey?
It was a grain strain last I've read. I haven't heard an update on it. There's 2 week international.
If he's missing, if he's missing, well, we'll wait for that prediction.
That's a big thing. Don't get me wrong. Against Watford, Maitland now done all right, but Sambi, I think at times was poor. But Partey,
we're gonna be hungry. And if Partey, if you got Sambi or whatever his name is, and Maitland Niles,
that's a big worry.
You man's gonna get hurt if Partey's not in there.
Peak. We're gonna talk about that next week anyway. Sam says.
I'm not saying I was on breast milk them time, fam. I remember that easy. I was awake.
I
didn't even see that.
My eyes were open them time. Stop all of that right now.
Mal was still in primary school that time.
You're 24 in it, Matisse. You're 24 in it.
Yeah.
See how Toby just let's pick that out. You didn't have to bring that to Toby's attention.
Yeah, Toby wants to see
it. Where is it?
I can't even see
They're
it.
Saying I was doing potty trading back then.
Wow.
I'm good. I'm happy. You know, let me feel young because everywhere else I feel old. 24 now, this generation, they make you feel old. Let me feel young. Yes, I was doing potty trading back then. 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Sam saying, as Arsenal fans, we need to take it game by game, just back the team, express opinions respectfully, and be glad that what they have ain't gold. Yep, yep, 100%. Obviously, wow. There's no more potential invincible this season. And I don't even entertain that talk until it's March anyway. That's why with that Liverpool side a couple of years ago, I was worried until Watford stopped it. But all of this talk early on, listen. So some man have 20 tiles in here and none of them are gold. So we hold on to that for a little while. It's calm. What's next? What's next? Let's move on to the Chelsea game because we're 10 past. Oh, yeah, no. We're 10 minutes over already. So we need to.
I wanted to talk about Smith Rowe. I heard he got a call up.
He did get a call up. Let's talk about it quickly. Yeah, Smith
Rowe. We should.
Deserved.
It was deserved. It was. There's a few other players in the squad that shouldn't be there, but I won't.
He should have been in the first 25. It shouldn't have taken people to drop out for him to come in my opinion. I think his form deserved a call up, especially when you see other players getting called up for less. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he's the complete article, but what I'm saying is he's kicked on. He got the number 10 this summer. He signed a new contract. People said he lacks goals and end product, and he's slowly but surely bringing that in. That goal on the weekend was taken nicely. Low shot, hard, bottom corner. Won us the game. More of that. And it's good that he got called out. Is everyone saying deserved, yeah? Told, do you say?
Deserved, yeah. Gallagher should have been there.
Gallagher should be in that squad over Mings.
Mings is awful. I've never rated him. I've been saying this for yonks. He's a terrible centre-back. Terrible.
Why is it there?
Maguire's been poor, but Maguire is one of the best centre backs in England. Unfortunately, in that squad, he is.
Wait, is Ben White in there?
No, he's not. Is he?
No, I'm saying Maguire. Maguire.
No, but Ben White's not in the squad. No.
Again, I'm not saying complete article, but Maguire's been on a madness for a little while.
Players like Maguire, Harry Kane, they're not going to, like, people need to get real. They're not going to be removed.
But Kane is different, bro. You can't say Kane.
But Maguire is a stalwart in that team. Like, I don't rate Maguire highly, but he started pretty much every game for England at the World Cup in 2018, started every game at the Euros. He is one of Gareth Southgate's lieutenants. Like, there are just some players that will always make the squad.
The favourites.
Maguire is one of them. We just need to get with it now. Like, it's going to happen. Yeah. I think the Maguire one isn't. He's been playing shit, but like, okay, cool. He's a trusted lieutenant of Southgate's. Fair enough. The ones that you should be concerned about are the ones that don't even play for England and are getting called up, like Tyrone Mings, like James Ward-Prowse. Like, I'm not even saying James Ward-Prowse has been like crap this season.
No,
like,
Mings, I'm talking about.
Yeah, Mings has been awful, but there are better players. There are better players like Ruben Loftus-Cheek, for instance. Like every single time I've watched him this season, he's been really good for Chelsea. And
Connor Cody as well.
Why is he there as well? It's not just Mings, it's Cody. Like
it's the most out of form players in centre backs. What's the brother's name, Matisse, man? The one that's gone to AC Milan.
Tomori.
Bro, playing out of his skin.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this as well, yeah. Because I was speaking to a couple of their fans yesterday. They worship Tomori in Milan. Like, he is a king in Milan. Like, they're coming out with stuff saying, like, he's world-class, this, that, and the other. Like, I don't claim to watch AC Milan matches week in, week out, but the way they talk about him, you can see impact he's had at their club. And for him to not even get a look in, but Conor Cody, who is mediocre at best right now, and Mings, who's downright awful,
It just goes to show that he's not watching, because Tomori's been tearing it up in Milan since January. Last of the whole calendar year, he's been tearing it up. So that's why they bought him on a permanent. So it just goes to show that he's not watching. And this is why, for me, more of these players need to go and play for their countries. Do you know what I mean? They need to go and play for Nigeria. They need to go and play for Ghana. Ellen,
please, because we'd love
them. I'm sick of it. Honestly, I'm actually sick of it. I hope Hudson-Odoi picks Ghana. I think it's too late for Tomori because he played against Konza or something in the Europa League. The Euro qualifiers, whatever. So maybe it's too late for him. But these guys need to start going playing for their countries, man, because they're not rated. They're not rated here. It's mad.
Yeah, I'm seeing in the chat that Gallagher, yeah, he hasn't been called up either. And I'm surprised about that one too. I can't even lie. It's not like I look out for the England squad, but when Arsenal players are in there, I look out. Yeah, we're going to move on. There's 4.5K in the building. Listen, hit the like button if you haven't already. We're going to move on to Chelsea next and then end it with Tottenham. But before we do, obviously it's international break now. So there's a little break and, you know, in international break, we take a little break and come back the Wednesday after. So next Wednesday, we're back for game week 12 preview. So that's next Wednesday at 10 p.m. That's a reminder. We're back here 10 p.m. Wednesday to do that. And in between, which is the news that's just been confirmed to me, this Thursday, for the first time, us six will all be together in the studio live on the Don Robbie channel at 9 p.m. So 9 p.m. this Thursday, all six of us in the studio live. So make sure you guys put that in your diaries, put your notifications on, do what you need to do. This Thursday, 9 p.m., we're going to have a season rating video where we go through each team.
Oh, man. I thought we were talking about something else, man. Yeah.
Oh, Turkish, man. I thought we were talking about something else, man.
However we spin the show, Man United are in the mud, bro. How do you want to spin it?
Listen, we have to spin it. We could do player ratings.
Could we rate managers? If we rate managers, you're in the mud. What do you mean player ratings?
This brother's a player rating. Do you think this is full-time at Old Trafford?
let's do player of the season so far, something like that, innit? You know what I mean?
You can do goal of the season of all the goals that have been put past United this year. You just choose one.
Yeah, man. Help me out in the chat, man. Make sure you're there, man. Support the man, them.
Yeah, come on. And I just clocked off the top of my head as well. I actually can't do next Wednesday. So I'm going to update people on what's coming before game week 12, the game week 12 preview. Either we do it Thursday or, you know, we do it another day. But we'll sort that out. But this Thursday, it is set 9 p.m. Don Robbie channel. Me, Steve, Saeed, Grizz, Tobes and Matisse all there. Get your thoughts and opinions in. Us six live. It should be a banger. I'm looking forward to it. It's well overdue as well. So hopefully it's the first of many. And also, on the day, we're going to record some content pre-recorded for the official Big Six channel. The Big Six channel there is in the description. It's nearly on 5K. So as well as getting Toby's channel up to 5K, I want that done. I want you guys to get the Big Six channel up to 5K too. And then the video will be released and, you know, we keep it moving from there. Matisse, over to you, man. Chelsea, 1-1. Drop points when you look around the rest of the results in the
league. Listen. Tactical tea site again, do you know what I'm saying? Hour 17, I've managed to drag this on before we get to my club. So now I can do a quick summary of what happened without, you know, wasting too many people's time. I mean, for me, we actually dominated the game. You know, we had like 25 shots, but it was only 4 on target. So once again, conversion's an issue. And, you know, for me personally, it's just about not taking your chances, which is kind of the warning signs were there against Malmo in midweek when we had an awful goalkeeper against us and we still only packed in one goal. And I've been trying to say, I've been enjoying, obviously, packing in Norwich and Newcastle. But granted, as I always say with the asterisks, granted, the opposition are shit. So when we come up against mid-table and go back to playing proper teams now, we're not going to get, you know, 25 shots on goal. So we need to be way more clinical than we have been. And we just poor decision-making in the final third. You know, Hudson-Odoi created a lot of big chances down that right-hand side. He missed his own big chance as well. Created for Barkley. Barkley lashes it over the bar right in front of goal. Kai, right at the near post, I think his shot was deflected, but again, doesn't take his opportunity. So Chelsea just, you know, they got comfy. And you can never be comfy on a 1-0 lead. I said it in my watch along. 1-0 lead, no matter who you're playing against in this league, you cannot sit on that. You cannot expect to get through a game every time on a 1-0. Anything can happen. And they go up the end of the... They really well-worked goal, to be honest, but they go up the other end of the pitch and they get the equaliser. So it's one of those days. It happens. It happens. I'm not going to overreact and say Chelsea in the mud. We're still top, but we need to be more clinical. And the only way to be more clinical is to use the striker when he comes back from injury that we paid for. And we need to get the balance right. We've got the fluid front three where we create more chances. We've got the striker where he's more clinical than the rest of them. We need to put them both together now. And the only way to do that for me is to play Hudson-Odoi. Again, Hudson-Odoi, you know, was the most dangerous player on that pitch against Burnley. Created the most opportunities, 3 clear-cut chances for his teammates. And he needs to be in the team when we play with Lukaku so we can create opportunities and have that link.
So where do you want him to play, left or right? Because I watched the Malmo game, and it was only until he, and I'm not saying that he was playing poorly on the left, because I think you lot were pamming the hell out of Malmo anyway, but you only scored that goal because he moved onto the right hand side and put in that ridiculously good cross for Ziyech to tap in. So where do you want him playing?
Predominantly he's going to be on the left because he can cut inside and he can cause problems. Now that was a tactical switch because Malmo were really narrow, so we needed to cross earlier and not be so, you know, obsessed with cutting inside. So he switched it and then they scored. But predominantly Lukaku's going to drift in off the right. You know, he's left footed. He loves the right channel. So Hudson Odoi is going to have to go to the left. It's a position that that's his favorite position. He said it many times. He played it coming up through the system for England under 21s, etc. So he knows how to play that role. That's his strongest position. You play Hudson Odoi, the most creative player, the guy who's creating all the opportunities. You play him on the left. You play Lukaku on the right. We finally get to see Reece James and Lukaku link up, which we haven't seen since the Arsenal game. Reece James's delivery again was impeccable against Burnley, putting on a plate for Kai. And then we go from there. So we just need to get that trio playing. Reece James, for me, Hudson Odoi, those are the two biggest chance creators right now on the side. And get Lukaku hopefully back into that team. Yeah, we might create less and it might not be as fluid and we might not be as strong in the press, but Lukaku takes his chances a lot better than the rest of them. So we just need to get the balance right.
How about some 1v1s though, brother?
Listen, they'll come, bro. They'll come. Listen.
Don't let it distract the fact that we still have a shy Havertz. Don't let this Sky Sports analysis of the game.
Did he not score?
Distract you.
Sky Sports analysis.
Did he not score?
Shy.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Saeed, I don't know what your agenda is with a German from Bayer Leverkusen. Who's like 22 years old? I don't know what your agenda is with that, but
I'm not gonna lie. He done his job for me. I captained him again for the third week in a row. I text Matisse and said, "Yeah, man, he done it for me."
He had a couple more though. I can't lie, man.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, he should have. That's what I'm saying.
He should have had him. He should have had more. Yeah, he should have. But I don't want to scapegoat and say one particular person was the reason why we didn't win that game. It was the team. The team didn't finish their chances. I'm not gonna blame Barkley for a sky in it because Barkley's. I don't rate Barkley highly, and he's a squad player. So it's like. I don't know, for Grizz, it's like Shaqiri comes in last year and doesn't do the business. Like, you can only get so angry. The brother's depth for a reason. Kai scored, but he could have scored more. And Hudson Odoi missed a big opportunity, but he put things on a plate. So it's just everybody needs to do better. Everybody needs to do better.
Eric here says, if Chelsea wanted to hold for a 1-0 win against Burnley, they could have. They wanted more goals and got caught. And Reggie Fort says, the game we created the most chances in this season was the Southampton game with Lukaku. Don't know where this Lukaku is the problem myth has come from.
Yeah, I've said that as well.
Just very quickly, I don't want to delve too much on Chelsea, but a lot of people say I'm a bit salty about Chelsea. I'm not, man. I call it as it is. And I know they're a threat. That's why I talk like from this point of view. But it shows you how mad the league is, right, boys? Like, literally, it shows you how mad the league. Palace the other day, that was a fucking shock, right? Liverpool lose at West Ham. Right, which is not probably the shock of the weekend. I genuinely think the shock of the weekend is Burnley holding Chelsea a draw. Like, we can lose to West Ham. West Ham, as I said, is, you know, in very good form away from home. You know, so this league is, there's a lot of, I predicted in going into this international break, Chelsea will be 4 points clear of us and City. They are exactly, I think, 4 points clear. But the manner of the results have obviously, you know, been a bit topsy-turvy, but 4-point lead.
You think City? I think City now are looking like the. Yeah, I know they beat us.
Steamroll it now.
Nah, they're gonna. I feel like they're steamrolling.
Steve will tell you. They're not looking as good as they have in the past, and it's not only the striker issue.
Did you see the stat? We've the number of games we haven't scored in. Is the same as the number of games we haven't scored in for like the last four seasons. So we're already up to that level now, something like 33%, something mad I was reading there. So basically, say like over last season, we only didn't score in like four games or six games. We're already up to that now. So the striker situation, whether we say it is or it isn't, it clearly is. On stats, and I don't go off stats, it is a problem. We're not scoring as many games. We're having goalless games, which... You know what I mean?
There is slight weaknesses, or not weaknesses, areas of concern for all three of our teams right now.
But Chelsea's fixtures are the ones where they might
now lose it, the fixture. This is what I said. I predicted in my head.
The Christmas period will flip it on its head again.
From now, international break, as soon as it's over, from now up to January is where the title is won and lost, in my opinion.
Then again, maybe our manager bounce. You never know, man. If you get a rhythm.
Listen, I've got to give credit. Got to give credit to Burnley as well, because to go to Chelsea and get a result. Champions of Europe and all that, it's not an easy place to go.
They were battered, Steve. They were battered, man.
Yeah,
they got literally,
they're getting in that bus on the way back to Burnley, Dingleland, with a point. So they're buzzing, aren't they? So fair play to him, man. The Dingleland.
Yeah, I get that. There. I get that.
But it's more on Chelsea's inability to finish their dinner than Burnley. But I get your point. Mm. You've got to give credit where it's due, I guess. They got a
Burnley.
And they did when they were expected to get zero. So fair. Mm.
That's why we love the Premier League, man. You know what I mean? You never know what's going to happen.
No, we know
what's happening with you guys every time you play this.
You know how much chess I'm gonna have when this manager gets sacked, mate. I'm telling you.
Depends who you bring in now. Be careful, because if you bring in Southgate, listen.
No, it won't be Southgate. I think it'll be Ralph Rodgers at the end of the season. No, Ralph.
What do you think about Rodgers?
Rodgers, that's not that's
what you take Ragnick. Actually, no,
I don't think he's gonna be Ralph, we'll see.
Yeah, allow it, innit?
Ragnick to the end of the season.
So I keep saying Shai Havertz, but he's still got Sancho on that bench. we're still waiting. Toby's sweating over there. Listen, look at that.
Sancho had to warm up in front of the City fans, and he got some shit, mate. He couldn't even look at us. He was got some shit, man.
Why did he go on that side anyway? He wasn't meant to train on that side.
I think he thought he was getting a round of applause, the dick. And when he turned up, he just got ripped.
He weren't meant to go that side. He just put himself in a bus there, man.
It shows you how like confused he's rattled.
That's the side when you go Champions League, you go on the left. When it's Premier League, you're always on the right. So I don't know why he went there, man.
He just come running down. I was like, wow.
He made him in it.
City reject and that City reject.
Well, imagine. Don't worry, man. We'll be back, man. Sancho will be back. I'm telling you. I believe in him, man.
Mark your words, yeah.
Yeah.
Saying nothing. That's it for Chelsea. Last and least, Tottenham. What are you saying, Tobes, man? 0-0. Not much to really talk about, is there?
Yeah, not much.
Dead club, man.
Still no shot on target. This is second half against West Ham, 90 minutes against Man United, and then 90 minutes against Everton. We're just not.
Hold on a minute. I thought you had the greatest striker on the planet.
Wait, it's been that long since you had a shot on target?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, his face now, he's had Antonio Conte turn up. He's even flew to Milan to get on the spaghetti bolognese because he thinks he's Italian, and he's sat there like he's depressed again.
No. I'm stating the facts. I'm still happy.
He was walking around Milan telling everyone you're Antonio, and everyone was giving you like high fives and that. So you've sampled the cuisine, you've come back to Tottenham and realised that it's fucking shit, and you're still in the mud, innit? Come on.
No, we are in the mud, but we're not going. Hopefully, with
next Conte. Minute, you're going Gino Di Campos, won't you, for your tea?
250 minutes plus.
Hopefully, with Conte at the helm and some backing, we'll get a lift.
It is backing now, Toby. It is backing.
Yeah, but like this
Gino Di Campos for tea, you know.
All these Spurs men are moving like that now. They think they're in the Godfather and all that. He'll have cotton buds in his mouth going, stay here. Nah, no, I like talking.
I don't want to hear you tell me Chelsea are boring ever again, yeah? Shot in target.
My thing is this, yeah? Like, Antonio Conte, as I said, Antonio Conte is not Jesus. Like, I expect him to give us a lift. Like, it's coming, but he needs time. He needs time. Because this squad is not good. He needs time to elevate the underperforming players and weed out the crap players. It's coming. Antonio Conte, I truly believe he's going to have a positive impact come the end of the season. I just don't know where what that will represent in terms of league position. But
is he a lumberjack, Conte? Is he a lumberjack? Because he needs to sort out that tree stump up front because it ain't moving anywhere. He needs to get the chainsaw out and chip away at that.
You can't say he's going to have a positive season, but I don't know what position that's going to be. Like,
what do you mean? You could finish fifth, you could finish sixth. What? How am I meant to know?
And seventh and eighth, and it's all what? What's that?
No, I've set him. I think my target with Conte is to finish in the top six.
Okay, that's more like it. Yeah,
he's got a lot to do there.
He's got a lot to do.
He's got to finish in the Europa League places. He's got to finish ahead of Arsenal.
Everything I've said, I've said already. So you lot love doing this thing where you try and make it out as if I'm not... I've been clear on my expectations with Antonio Conte. But we're talking about Everton. Conte is not just going to come in and change everything overnight. He's only been in the job like...
Listen, Ranieri came in and took Watford to Everton and smashed them off the park.
Yeah, and what happened? What happened in his first game?
Doesn't matter. I'm talking about Ranieri and Watford.
Antonio Conte's only had one game at Spurs. What happened in Ranieri's first game against Liverpool? What was the score?
He played Liverpool, you madman.
Yeah, but what was the score? What was the score?
You played Everton.
Steve, I'm asking you a question. What was the score?
Well, we got Leverage.
Yeah, exactly. And how did Watford play, bro? Forget about the score. How did Watford play? They were terrible.
Yeah, because Ranieri had barely even been in the... He didn't even know the names the next game when he got into him. But you've had that bit.
So Antonio
you played them Farmers the other night and nearly got beat. And then you've gone there, Everton, and now
we've got 10 men. And we're not that good. Give Conte time, bro.
Play Chelsea's fourth team.
Give Conte, all I'm saying, give Conte time, yeah? Give Conte time, please, yeah? This guy is not a joke manager. He is an elite manager for a reason. He's going to get his ideas. Just give him time. Because this team is busted, bro. We know this team's busted.
I know what's coming soon.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Dressing gown will be out.
Don't worry, Turkish. Just leave Spurs, leave Antonio Conte. Let us do our business, yeah?
Let you work.
Because when you bring in a manager like Conte, I'm sorry, but like, I can say patience with Arteta. I think Saeed could have said patience with Ole up until now, and so on with certain managers. But with Conte's like appointment, I don't see that being a patient appointment.
Whoa! We're talking about two different things here. I'm literally talking about his first league game. I'm not talking about this. His first league game.
Yeah, but you're very wishy-washy with what you're saying. So it's
How am I wishy-washy? I said my expectations for Conte this season is to finish in the top six and win a trophy at Spurs. How is that wishy-washy?
Could have gained Nuno more time this season, yeah?
Yeah, I think we can definitely win a trophy with Conte.
Ah, cool. What does Conference League count?
Of course it counts. It's a cup competition.
No, hey, listen, don't even play games. Why would it count?
If we make a final of a cup competition and we win it, it doesn't count.
It's a competition that they've just made up this season because teams can't win now.
We're in it, bro. So what do you want me to do? We're in it.
It's for the shit teams that can't win now. They've made it up thinking.
What do you want?
That is Europe from
what do you want us to do? What do you want us to do? So if we get to this final and we win this cup, we're gonna say, oh yeah, it doesn't count as a trophy. Of course it does.
Nah, you can't celebrate that. I'd be embarrassed.
Of course it does.
And that is Europe from that is Europe.
But it's Tottenham though, Steve. Come on.
Let him celebrate it, man. Whatever, man. Conte just realized he fucked his career at Spurs, says the super chat. We're over an hour and a half in, people, so I'm going to wrap it up here.
And you're piping with your chest. It's mad.
What'd you say?
Saying that, though, Turkish, the Conference League is a step up from the Costa del Trophy 1986.
You know what it is? Steve loves to talk a mean game about how he's had to put up with all this shit. Oh, he used to be the
man. Yeah, we still never went in the Costa del Sol Trophy.
All I'm saying is you speak so much about like all the shit you put up with, but now you look down on us in your ivory tower with your millions and billions.
Yeah, damn straight.
Remember where you came from.
I remember it, mate. Yeah? Tottenham ruined my childhood as well. He always beat us 1-0 in the cup. Vinny Samway.
I think we wrap it up here now, people. Over an hour and a half, overtime again. Make sure you guys hit the like button. And like I said, we're back this Thursday together. First time live, Dom Robbie channel, 9 p.m. So make sure you look out for that. In all honesty, I thought we run out of time to show the prediction table, but then people will say, you know, I'm not showing it for a reason. That was last week, obviously, going into game week 11. And here we are.
Come on, the boys. Come on, boys.
Hey, what's happened?
How Saeed caught up? I don't get that. Run that back.
What?
Run that back.
Don't worry, man.
Oh, this is long, man.
Saeed and Steve both guessed the Manchester City Man United result 2-0 correctly. That's the only correct scores of the weekend.
Fuck's sake, man.
And once again, I miss out by a goal. This is
who's taking the piss now about me being bottom of the league? Because I ain't bottom of the league anymore.
Yes, Turkish.
You know what? Fair play, man, Steve. You're right, you're not.
Yeah, because obviously I wanted to make I didn't want Steve to be lonely there, so I thought, let me just go bottom for a little bit. You know?
Okay, so you did it on purpose, basically.
So he's got bare time on his hands, man. His team's he's just concentrating on this shit. Haven't you got nothing else to do?
Nah, not really, man. I do this and I play a bit of FIFA. I'm vibing until his manager's gone, mate.
You go to work.
Well, if I don't win it, I'm rooting for you anyway.
Yeah, man. Nice one.
You was rooting for him that weekend. You seen what happened?
Fuck's sake, man.
People, love for the love as always. A reminder, subscribe to the official Big Six channel. When it hits 5K, we're going to launch the first video. We're live on the Don Robbie channel this Thursday, 9 p.m. together in person for the first time.
Someone said I'm in a title race.
Subscribe to every person's channel, Steve, Saeed, Matisse, Tobes and Grizz, in the description below, including Skullfuggery, who's obviously a part of the team. Yeah, tune in Thursday. We'll see you then. And obviously the socials at the Big Six Show to keep up to date and find out when we are going to do the preview for game week 12. It's probably going to be Wednesday, maybe earlier in the day. But if you follow the socials, you'll know. Love for the love, people. See you soon. Peace.